The word of the Lord for you today can be summarized in these 10 words. What God did for Jesus, God will do for you. In the name of Jesus, who died and rose again, amen. As most of you know, we're making our way through 1 Thessalonians on these Mondays this semester. Last week, we heard how the Thessalonians were taught how to face life. Lead pure lives. Avoid sexual impurity, immorality, uncleanness. Continue to show brotherly love, just as you have done. And mind your own business. Lead quiet lives. Lead productive lives. Today, the lesson pertained not to how to face life, but how to face death. Paul, Silas, Timothy, they had these words. We do not want you, brothers, to be ignorant, to be uninformed about those who are asleep. So you do not grieve, so you are not distressed, so you are not concerned like those who have no hope. For since we believe that Christ died and rose again, so through him, God will bring all who have fallen asleep. The Thessalonians, if you read 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, were confused about the day of the Lord. About that day when God would finally be done with sin and evil, with death and destruction, with violence and oppression, with poverty, hunger, sickness, illness, infirmity. When he would turn all that over and judge it and bring about something new, eternal, full of life, brightness, joy. That would be the day of the Lord. If you read 2 Thessalonians, they had heard reports that the day of the Lord had come. They had missed it. They have to be told that it hasn't come yet. Don't get all excited. First, there has to be a rebellion, and a man of lawlessness has to be revealed. That hasn't happened. You haven't missed it. But it seems that they also thought about this. What if I die before the day of the Lord? Perhaps they had experienced a death in their congregation. What about Joe? What about Sid? What about Mary? What about the day of the Lord for them? And so the word for them is, don't be so alarmed. What God did for Jesus, he will do for you, for all who are asleep. Jesus died, but God raised him from the dead. And in the same way, those who are in Christ, if they die, they will be raised. In fact, when Christ comes again, when the day of the Lord happens, when the Lord returns, those who are dead in Christ, they will be raised and be with Christ first. Only after they are raised and gathered with Christ will also those who have been left behind, those who are still alive when Christ returns, when the Lord finally makes his glorious reappearing, they too will join, and everyone will be with the Lord. Encourage each other with these words. Now, that happened a long time ago in a situation very different from ours. But the day of the Lord has not yet come, and there is still death and dying. And so what was said to the Thessalonians, I say to you. What God did for Jesus, God will do for you. Jesus died, but God raised him from the dead. And if you die before Jesus comes back, God will raise you from the dead. But the message that Paul has here fits more than, of course, this kind of situation. Now, there is death, and there is dying. Some of you recently have experienced that, the death of a loved one, the death of a friend, the death of someone you knew a long time in your church, a death of a sister or a brother in Christ. Or maybe you've heard news about someone who might be facing death. Or maybe it might even be you. So the promise is this: what God did for Jesus, he will do for you. But sometimes it isn't death that is hard to face, it's life. In the mid-20th century, Albert Camus, the French writer, wrote about suicide as a philosophical problem. There is but one truly serious philosophical problem, he wrote, and that is suicide. Judging whether life is or is not worth living amounts to the fundamental question of suicide. All the rest, whether there are three dimensions, this is Albert Einstein, whether the mind has 9 or 12 categories, Immanuel Kant, these come afterwards. These are games. Now, suicide, as a psychological problem, as a mental problem, is really serious, but he was considering the bare fact of life. Is life worth living? Increasing numbers of people in the United States have their doubts. A report recently came out, 25%, 30% of girls, youth, have thoughts of suicide. Deaths of despair, up. And that's actually contemplating or taking your own life. And how about the rest of life? How's that going? For some, it's not going well. There are those, for instance, who realize not only that they have not, but that they will not find someone to marry, someone who will love them, cherish them, support them. And then there are some who have realized the person I'm married to will not love me, cherish me, support me. And is life worth living? Maybe it's been the end of a dream. Maybe it's been some sudden disaster or tragedy. Or maybe just life in the world has beat you down. Now, one of the answers about youth who are depressed or struggle or maybe contemplate suicide, one of the general answers is, well, one is take away their smartphones, and another is they should be tougher. They should be more resilient. We should just throw them out there, or we should let them fail. Now, granted, that may be, well, something to do. Now, maybe sometimes the word is suck it up. But that's something to do. That's not a matter of hope. No. You have, and Christ has for the world, something more. Not to lower expectations, but to raise hope. Because they don't come from this life. They lie with the life to come. And so, like Jesus, I urge you, trust in God. When Jesus was dying on the cross, they taunted him. He trusted in God. Let God deliver him now if he wants them, for he said, I am the Son of God. Well, Jesus did die, but God raised him from the dead. And what God did for Jesus, God will do for you. That's his promise. That's the promise made sure in Jesus Christ. That promise is for you. Just as Jesus died and was raised again, unless Jesus comes back first, you're going to die. But you will be raised again. I encourage you with those words. I urge you to encourage each other with them as well. In the name of Jesus, who died and rose again, amen. We rise to pray.